The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Gary says, our tank is full, Romy. Where are we going?
Just a reminder, it's Mardi Gras weekend. That's why we're playing a little Mardi Gras music.
Got it. I was trying to put the connection all together.
With Gary, there is always a connection.
Because I'm heading back to Wickenburg, where Romaine Loudermilk, nicknamed Romy, although he just spelled it with a Y. He spells his R-O-M-Y. Ours is, mine's R-O-M-E-Y. But Romaine Loudermilk, known as the father of the Arizona Dude Ranch, purchased 160 acres from BLM in 1909 for $1.25 an acre to start the K.L. Barr Dude Ranch. K.L. after his mother, Catherine.
Well, he had a lot of foresight.
One of three Dude Ranches that's a member of the Arizona Dude Ranch Association. Did you know we had an Arizona Dude Ranch Association?
I do now.
There's 13 listed. I'm sure there's more around the state, but we'd have to look into what it takes to be part of the association. You've probably got to accommodate so many people, blah, blah, blah. I'm sure there's a lot of them that part-time here or there. They may take somebody on if you brought a guest, but actual operating official Dude Ranch is part of the Arizona Dude Ranch Association. Three of them are in Wickenburg, the heaviest concentration than anywhere else in the state. One, Rancho de los Caballeros, probably the most well-known one.
Rose and I have stayed there. It's absolutely wonderful, historic, peaceful. The rides are fantastic. You can take nature rides, look at the birds and the flowers, learn all about those. Spring is a great time to go.
I've seen where you can host a wedding there as well.
Yeah, most of them are venues as well because such charming settings.
And does this one has a spa with it, doesn't it?
Rancho Cadillacs. Yeah. I'm not a spa person. I don't know, but they do have that.
If they did, we didn't go. Who knows?
I think they did build the first round pool, though. It was like really a risky thing. They built a round pool, first of its kind.
So there's Rancho de los Caballeros. There's K.L. Barr that we talked about that Romy bought for. Imagine that, $1.25 an acre. You think you got a return on investment there? Some of the other ones around the state, Cherry Creek Lodge. That one's very interesting. Part of the state in Young. I've always loved that Young area. You're right at the transition of high desert to ponderosa pines. You could go just a few miles north and you're in the heavy pines, come down south and you're in the high desert. Roosevelt Lake, the rim country, it's a beautiful part of Arizona. And I used to never talk about it because I didn't want people to know about it because it's my favorite place. I don't want to
ruin
my population. But it is so far away that people end up moving there. You only make it a year or two because it's so far away. They get exhausted from the drive and the work that it takes to live out there that they end up moving out. So there's a down in Tucson, they've got some great ones. You have the Tanque Verde. Have y'all been to that one?
We have. That one's fun. Got to horseback ride through the riverbed in the, what do you call it, the salt cedar, right? I know that's not a good plant for Arizona, but they grow real tall there, and you ride through it like it's a maze. That was a lot of fun.
Most of them are all south of Wickenburg. If you, maybe the Cherry Ranch one, if you look on the longitude line, that Cherry Creek one might be a little bit higher. But other than that, you only have Stagecoach Trails near Kingman. Other than the one in Kingman, all these are southern or central or southern Arizona.
Interesting.
You would think there would be something out of Flagstaff that would have that kind of attraction. Obviously, you would be very limited to the time of year you would have. But how much fun would that be? A horseback ride up in the Ponderosas in the summer day? Day after a nice wet rain and the monsoon vanilla just pouring out.
Well, I think most of the people that visit Dude Ranches are coming from the east and want to warm up, right?
Oh, get
their customers come from snowy
the desert
country, yes.
Well, a lot of people are what they call leaf peepers.
Leaf peepers.
People that go to the northwest to see the fall. Mm. We're going to have to come up with a name for poppy peepers. People that come out here to view the Arizona poppies
all
week long.
Poppy peepers.
poppy peepers all week long are in all different newspapers. This one out of the Republic, a pop of color off of the Tonto Bush Highway. Wickenburg had a great view. That's going to be where the desert and the foothills all meet. That one's going to be an explosion. They had a great picture of last week in the desert and this week in the desert. One's all covered in snow, and then the next week it's
isn't
all
that incredible?
Dried up and popped. And then today, Roger Naylor sent a tweet out midweek that he was going gazing around the white tanks. You know, you've got Waddell area.
Have they popped over there yet?
I haven't noticed it, but they're all about to. I think he's just previewing it because in the Explore Arizona section of the Republic today, he talks about all the different places and makes a point that we had more blooms in January of this year than we did all of last season in 2018. So this is going to be the year of explosion for...
Well, I have to say, I kept watching the paper and I couldn't find any articles, Romy, but now I know why. You cut them all out before I got to see the paper.
Show broadcast prep. Come on. So, but he's got a lot of great places. You can get his complete list at in the Explore Arizona section of today. And if you're out and about, you know, you're probably going to look for something to eat. And in Wickenburg, there's a place I have never been to called the Local Press. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
It's only been open a few years, and it's a sandwich shop. And Arizona Highways came up because April's, their April magazine is the Arizona Sandwich Tour. And people could submit, hey, you've got to try this, check this out. So they went to check out this local press in Arizona, and it won them the cover. It was that good.
Wow.
They were that impressed. They got the front cover. So that's net. Right off of downtown, I believe it was right on even Frontier. And the Sandwich Shop Tour covers our entire broadcast location. It's got Flagstaff, Sedona, Camp Verde, Prescott, Wickenburg, Phoenix, Tucson, Tubac, and Bisbee, all markets that can hear the Rosie on the House broadcast. So I think in April, in addition to covering Douglas, we're going to have to go on this Arizona Sandwich Tour with Arizona Highways. I'm a little bit of a sandwich pro.
You are that.
Around the office, yes. Every day at lunch, he's building a new sandwich, folks.
Hot or cold?
Hot and cold, really, huh?
I was asking your preference, yeah.
Yeah, it depends on what I like. You know, I think a good Philly-type steak sandwich needs to be a little on the hot side, not cold. And yeah, fried bologna sandwich every once in a while is pretty good, too.
Fried bologna sandwich is good every once in a while. So we'll have a – I think we're going to do that in April with the publication of Arizona Highways April edition, the Arizona Sandwich Tour. And there's a lot more great places on here that weren't even listed. So we'll build off of that one. Also going on today, Trace Rios. It's an event Rosie loves. I have yet to attend it. I believe this is just their third year. But we've got Christina Underwood on the line, the – Assistant Director for the Parks and Rec at the City of Avondale, to tell us what's going on at Three Rivers Festival today. Christina.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of awesome things happening out here at the Trace Rios Nature Festival. The festival is located just north of ISM Raceway, formerly known as Phoenix International Raceway.
So that's how I knew it was. What is it now? What is it now?
What's that?
What is the name of the raceway now?
It's ISM Raceway.
Oh, I had no idea.
And so it's their new sponsor. And so a lot of people don't realize that they did change their name. So it's a little confusing, but it's Phoenix International Raceway. We're just directly north of that on the river itself.
16 different free outdoor activities going on today for families to try out and participate in.
Yeah, we have, so it's free to park, free to get in. We have 16 different activities such as canoeing, kayaking, paddleboarding, fishing, archery. We have guided bird tours. So many things are going on at this festival, and really people are missing out if they don't come out here because we have so many cool things to show people about the Southwest Valley and this river that runs through the Southwest Valley.
And what time does the... I won't say gates. What time does the river open?
Yeah, so we're open at 10 a.m. And for Saturday today, we go actually until 4, but following the closing of the festival, we have a sunset concert. And last year, the sunset concert was amazing. We had the most beautiful sunset. River, uh, the music was playing, river running. It was just peaceful, relaxing. It was great to enjoy the music. So we encourage people to come out. The weather's supposed to be perfect today compared to last weekend. It's going to be an awesome weekend.
And who's performing tonight for the sunset concert?
So we've got a local bluegrass band called Cisco and the Race Cars, and they play a lot of fun, upbeat music. People can get up and dance, too. And they're just a good band, and we're excited to have them.
And that's going on today free. How would somebody get to Tres Rios?
Yeah, so the easiest way is if you take I-10 either west or eastbound, exit Avondale Boulevard. It's 115th Avenue, so Avondale Boulevard. You'll head south. A little under 5 miles, you'll see the racetrack right in front of you. We have a sign, helps you learn or know where to turn, and you'll turn right at the racetrack, and you're pretty much at the event.
There's over 50 exhibitors. There's live music going on all day, both days, and you have a cornhole competition today at 12:30?
We sure do, yeah. People want to sign up. It's $10. Just get here by 11:30 to get your name on the list, and it's cash prizes, so... more the merrier. We'd love to have people out to play some cornhole, too.
I want to know how long is this zip line over the river. That seems like the best $10 investment of the day right there.
Oh, yeah. That is awesome. I got to do that last year, and it was really cool. So the zip line goes over the river itself. It's, I don't know, a football field and a half maybe long, and it's a cool experience. That's only $10 to do, but I promise you it's worth it.
That's best $10 I could spend today. For sure.
What, yeah, for sure.
And what we love about this is the proceeds for this is to help support the Wildlife for Tomorrow Foundation that helps encourage today's youth to get engaged with the outdoors and with wildlife with a busy city life that a lot of people live, you know, getting back to nature, getting out to wildlife, connecting with that element of the life that we so often ignore, it's really a great foundation for bringing kids back out to the outdoors.
It sure is. And the Wildlife for Tomorrow Foundation is an awesome partner. They're the ones that helped get this festival started 15 years ago, and we've been going strong ever since. And with partners like Arizona Game and Fish and the City of Goodyear and the City of Avondale, and REI's jumped into this whole mix. There's a lot of different organizations involved with this festival, and there's so much STEAM, so science, technology, engineering, arts, and math activities for youth and adults to participate in.
Well, I have my numbers wrong. I thought I read somewhere this was just the third year, but this is y'all's 15th year for the festival. Wonderful.
This is our 15th year. Yeah, it's going strong. It's getting bigger every year, and we love this festival.
What kind of crowd do you draw?
We draw a really good crowd. Last year, we had about 9,500 people come out over the two-day festival. We're anticipating about the same this year with the weather the way it is, so... come out here and enjoy it.
Now, with the you had mentioned how much better this week is going to be for the weather than last weekend, but I would imagine you probably have some pretty high waters from the rain last weekend, and people are going to see the river at a level that they don't often get to see it at.
Yeah, surprisingly. So we were out here Monday of this week looking at the river and the site just to check it out since we did have quite a bit of rain last weekend. The river was flowing a little bit higher. It's the first time we've seen the Gila really flowing into the Salt River. But by Wednesday, Thursday, the water levels had dropped back to normal, and it's looking really good out here. The cool part this last week, though, we had snow on the Estrella. So when you're standing on the festival site, you could see snow just south of you, which is really cool. It's not usual to see that.
Not usual. That's going on today. You can get more information at TresRiosNatureFestival.com. Christina, thanks for joining us this Saturday morning to let people know what's going on in Avondale, Arizona. And we hope you'll have a great event.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great morning.